Good morning. I don't know whose water this is, but it looks good. I have enough faith. If they're sick, that I will not get sick. Thanks, John. Well, it's good to have Pastor Ken back. I was just telling to the first crowd in the service, telling them how when Pastor Ken is not around, you know, we just, our guards are down. We don't really step up. But then when Pastor Ken is back, you got to step it up. You can't just like do whatever, you know? You actually have to like do this thing. So Larry and I had a good 2 weeks off. I'm just kidding. It was a good time. But it's good to have Pastor Ken back. You know, I always think about Pastor Ken as being our spiritual covering over the church, you know, and so much respect for you, Pastor Ken. Just want to show that appreciation this morning, you know. Things are not the same when Pastor Ken is not around. They're just not. You know, sometimes you need a question or something, and where's the pastor? Well, he's in Bahamas. And, you know, unavailable at the moment. You got to deal with it for 2 weeks. Well, this theme of stepping out and stepping up, I was asked to give my take on it. And it's funny how, you know, every year that we have a theme, and it's an amazing theme. And this theme, when it was announced, sort of everything around me, just everything is all about stepping out and stepping up. That's basically my life for past 3-4 weeks since we started this year. And for those of you that were here on the 31st when I shared, remember the message. My message was titled, "The Best is Yet to Come." And this theme is actually sort of like a continuation of that title. And because if you really want the best to come in your life, you got to step it up and you got to step out. Amen? So it's funny how everything that happens in life, it's all about that now. You know, driving down the road, driving my kids to school every morning, and you know, just arriving to the traffic light, and there's this guy, and you know, it seems like he wants to race with me. And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta step it up, you know, I gotta press that gas a little stronger. And then my kids ask me, "Daddy, why are you speeding up?" Well, I'm just trying to make the light. You know, or for example, even yesterday, we went to, my boys and I took him out into the woods. We just have it close to our home. And I was just, "Come on, Nico, step it up. Come on, let's speed it up." Because there's ice, and you know, you got to go up and down. And Nico's just taking his time and being just like daddy, slow. I'll admit that. I'm very slow. So come on, step it up. Or we were watching the game the other day, for those of you that love basketball. And Raptors, it was 1 minute down. They were leading by 5 points. And at the moment when they're supposed to step it up in the defense, right, all the basketball fans, when they were supposed to step it up and actually give their best, I said, "Come on, Raptors, come on, step it up, DeRozan." But they just didn't. They lost the game again. What a disappointment. Everything in life that's happening now, it's all about stepping out and stepping up. You know, you can't even go to movies. Last night, my wife and I went to see a movie called 12 Strong. So it's about the soldiers that went down right after the 9/11. Great movie. You know, and they had to step up after what has happened. They had to go out. It was the first team that went down, and it was a miraculous story. They all survived. They came back, and they did their mission. But 12 guys, 12 apostles, disciples, they had to step out of their comfort zone. They had to leave their families and go fight the terrorism and accomplish their mission. So everything is becoming about, it's all about stepping out and stepping up. You know, and growing up myself, for those, most of you know my story. Growing up myself, I didn't really think that I would have to step out a lot and step up in my own life. I just thought, you know, I'll just let this life go by and I'm just going to live it out, just like most people think. You know, I just live this life and whatever happens, happens. But I wouldn't be here standing today if I didn't step it up in many areas of my life. starting from just coming, leaving my own country, coming here, learning the language, all this stuff that for you probably would seem very, some of you have done it, which is, some people sitting here have done it, but it is a hard thing to go in a different country, learn a different language, all that stuff is a complete different culture, different everything, right? A lot of you can relate. But I had to do a lot of things in my life to get to this point. And it took a lot of courage, took a lot of stepping out and stepping up. The funny thing is, still when I talk to people, when I meet new people, which I always meet new people, and they would, you know, be 5 minutes in a conversation talking, and they would ask me, so I hear a little bit of an accent. Where are you from? And then I tell them, well, I'm from East Europe. I mean, is that not too obvious? Oh, I knew that. Well, why did you ask me if you already knew that? Well, you know, you got that little accent from some of their, you know, Slavic accent. And then some people that don't know, that don't really, they're completely, you know, accents, I'll be talking to them and they'll be like, oh, they don't even ask me where I'm from. They just say, oh, you must be Colombian. What? Do I look Colombian? I know I'm good looking, but are Colombians good looking people? Or French? French? Okay, I'll settle with whatever. You know, but to dive into my topic today, I'm going to title this sermon, The Best is Yet to Come 2.0. Just to make it easy for you, so you can remember. A few weeks ago, I shared on The Best is Yet to Come, and that was more about our attitude, our mindset as Christians, to expect good things to come our way, to expect God to do come through and do great things. But today's sermon is focused more on us taking the action and us stepping out and us taking that initiative and actually doing something about that whole theme. The best is yet to come. Because God is always working. God is always moving. God is being active in this world. God is not doing only great things all around us. Miracles are not happening all around us, but they're actually happening to us in our own life, in our own hearts, in our own circumstances every single day. And spiritual growth is actually a journey. We can never be comfortable with where we're at. We can never tell God, well, God, you know, I've arrived, or tell other people, you know what, this is it for me, this is all there is, I'm not going to grow anymore. No, spiritual growth is a process, and it's happening always. It's going on, and it doesn't stop. We can never say that we've arrived, that this is it. Because with God, there's always more. There's always more with God. There's always new adventures. There's always new land to take. There's always new territories that God is calling us to conquer. There's new battles. There's always new things. There's always more with God. What will it take from us? Only one thing, to step out of comfort, our own comfort, into what God has for us. You see, Bible tells us that our faith is good, but is not all there is. There's always works that follow our faith. You know, a lot of people have a faith statement. They say, I believe this, this, and this, and that, but their works don't show what they believe. Right. It's not active faith. It's just a faith statement. And that's what the Bible tells us in James. So it's always about that experience. You know, you can't even get a job nowadays without having some sort of experience in that field. You just can't. Well, let me tell you what, you can't be a Christian without experience with God. You know, just as Peter, when I mentioned this story last time, when he arrived to the shore with the empty boats, with no fish, there was nothing in the boat, when Jesus told him, hey, I see there's nothing there, but let's go out again right now and let's get some fish. Just as Peter trusted Jesus in that moment, trusted him and put aside his pride and what he knew about fishing, because at that time, like I mentioned, during the day was not a good time to fish, because fish could see you. They're not going to come close to the boat. So, you know, putting aside that pride and what all he knew, and just getting on an adventure with Jesus and going deeper and seeing that God had more in store for him when he actually trusted him. When they went down, You know the story is they came back with so many fish they couldn't even grasp what happened. But it was because Peter stepped out and he trusted Jesus. See, there's so much more with God and so much that he wants to do if we would only let him and if we would only step out of our comfort zones. God's will is to do miracles in our life, not just once, but over and over and over and over and over again. And comfort is great, and we can settle and we can have just settle in a certain area in our life and just, I'm okay here. But no, God always has more. God always has more, and he always has more for us. So what are the areas, my question for you today is, what are the areas in your life today that you need to step out into, that you need to step it up? Where in your life, when you look at your life from the outside perspective, where have you gotten so comfortable that you need to just step up and make it better? Have you tried to step on a certain area, and have you tried to trust God in the process? Have you relied on God? And this is the year of stepping out and stepping up into the new areas, new territories, new successes, new things that God has for us. You're thinking about one story from the Bible that really stood out to me when it comes to this stepping out. Was a story, Bible calls this person a grandfather of faith, our grandfather of faith, someone who, and this is what the Bible says, if you want to know what faith is all about, if you want to know what walking in faith is and what stepping out is and how to do that, how to trust God in the process, Bible says, look at Abraham. Look at his life and look what he did. So he's the example of faith and trust in God. And this is why this morning I want to read a story of Abraham, just the call of Abraham, not the whole story. There's so much more that we'll just mention and go over. But if we want to learn to step out and step up in our own faith walk with God, we just have to look at his life and see what he did. And maybe we can get some tips from his story. So let's just read Genesis 12, verse 1 through 8. This is what he says. The Lord has said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to a land that I will show you. When I was reading this, preparing this, I kind of saw myself and, you know, leaving my country and relatives and my father, family and all that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that Canada is a promised land. But I'm just illustrating how, you know, sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone to go where God wants you. And here we go. I will make you into a great nation. Here's the promises of God that he's given to Abram. He says, I will bless you and I will make you famous and you will be a blessing to others. Wow, what a promise that we are to live out today. He said, I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those who treat you with contempt and all the families on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all of his wealth, his livestock, and all the people that he had taken into his household at Haran, and he headed for the land of Canaan. When they arrived in Canaan, Abram traveled through the land as far as Shechem, and there he set up a camp beside the Oak of Moreh, and at that time the area was inhabited by Canaanites. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give you this land and to your descendants, and Abram built an altar there, and he dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him, and after that, Abram traveled south, and he set up a camp in the hill country with Bethel to east and Ai to the west and east. And there he built another altar and he dedicated it to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord. Then Abram continued traveling south by stages toward the Negev. And reading his story just through the Genesis and just hearing about it in bits of pieces in the New Testament, we can look at Abram's life. Became Abraham later on. God gave him a new name. But we can see that his story, there was God's promise. And God's promise upon his life was completely fulfilled. Everything that God has promised, he's blessed him. He's blessed his nation. There was many children that came out of that, out of all of his descendants. Everything that's happened, he was trusting God. God was by his side. And there was a miracle after miracle after miracle in Abraham's life because he trusted God. And he stepped out. And one of the greatest spiritual principles that I want to leave with you this morning, kind of summarize my message in this one statement, is this. When we step out in faith, then God steps in. When you and I step out in faith, God steps in and he takes over. All the blessings. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. You will be famous. You'll become a great nation. And I'm sure to Abram at that time, he could have thought of this and think, well, I don't have any kids. What do you mean by that? And maybe lots of questions about God's call upon his life. But when we look at that, we can see that a lot of things that God promised to Abram did not make sense at that time when God was speaking to him. But as he stepped out and as he trusted God, all of these things came to pass. Even with him having a child at the age of 75 or even older, which is biologically impossible. And his wife as well. So he said he's going to be a blessing. You know, the word blessing, sometimes people confuse it. We have, as Christians, we usually say, God bless you, right? If you haven't been doing that, you should start doing that. God bless you. Bless you. Have a wonderful day, which really means I'm calling God's divine presence upon your life. I'm calling God to increase you in every area of your life, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whatever you need, God bless you. That's the blessing that comes with that word. And that it was a huge significance at that time because that in the Old Testament, Abraham probably didn't even understand, he couldn't even grasp it, but he said that he would bless him and all the generations that will come after him. You know, how amazing it is to be blessed by God, and how amazing it is, it's even more amazing to be a blessing to others. That's even more amazing. And that's one of my prayers this year, that I would not only be blessed myself, because I know God was going to bless me, but that I would be a blessing to people around me. The promise says, all the families on earth will be blessed through you. And I really believe with my whole heart that this promise that was given to Abraham, that whoever follows in this way of faith, trusting God, will inherit the same blessing that God has given to Abraham. That if you trust God and if you step out in faith, that God is going to bless you, he's going to bless your family, he's going to bless everything around you, and everybody that comes in contact with you will be blessed as well. God is always moving, he's always working, he's always doing a new thing, he's always active. And we can't, as Christians, we can't live and rely on our own past experiences and miracles that have happened in the 80s and 90s and 2000s and 2017. We are called as Christians to walk in faith every single day of our life, to walk in faith, to trust God, and to expect miracles happening in our own lives. And here's three things that I came out of this story that I want to share with you. Number one, the first thing that I really believe that came out of this was this. Define comfortable in your life. Because in order to conquer the comfortable, you need to define what that is. So where have, you know, look, just look at Abram's life and see, look at his life, and he was fairly comfortable. He had all that he needed. He was wealthy. He didn't need another house, another car, or another wife, or anything else like that. He was completely fine where he was at. He had all that he needed, and he probably thought to himself, you know what, I've got all this, I've got my family, I don't have my own kids, but all this stuff, I'm just going to leave it to my family. He probably had it all figured out, had his own way of thinking, but how many of you know that the moment you have your own way of thinking, God comes in, and he changes everything? Because God always has more than what we think and what we hope for. God always has more. But God had a completely different plan for his life. Just at the moment when he was about to step back and settle, which is the opposite of stepping out, God says, no, I have a better plan. I have a way better plan than what you've planned. He wasn't finished with him yet. The age of 75, took all of his stuff and he just made a step of faith. And you know, thinking about this in our own life, and just imagining if I came home to my wife or she came to me and we were just sitting around table and eating and she would just, I don't know, go out for run some errands and come home. And in the meantime, God would speak to me that we should move. And then she would come home and I'll just pack all of her stuff. I wouldn't pack any of my stuff. Just pack all of her stuff because, you know, her stuff are more important than mine, which is okay. And then she comes to the door and says, honey, we're moving. God spoke to me, we're leaving. What? Where are we going? Well, I don't know. God is going to figure it out. Well, we're just, God is going to show us. That's crazy. And in today's time and age, if that ever happened, you'd probably be kicked out on the street. No, you wouldn't. She or he loves you more than that. But Jesus didn't die for us to live a comfortable, mediocre life. He didn't die for that. He didn't die for that reason. Where have you settled? In what areas of your life do you want to experience more of God? In what areas of your life do you want to see God move and do miracles? Is there a certain situation or area that you're just too comfortable and you're just staying put? You're not taking any action? And you may even know that you need to improve in that area, but you're just staying put and waiting. What are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? See, we need to constantly reevaluate our own life, where we're at and where we can be. Because if we don't do that, there's no growth. There's no progress. There's no going forward. It's just staying put in one place and that's it. God wants us to keep moving. God wants us to keep going into new territories, to trust Him, to have Him accomplish great things through us. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to be active in our calling and what He has put in our heart and our life. You know, I was just talking to a young gentleman this past week from our church. We're talking about two different things that people often confuse. It is calling and career. And maybe you got it confused too. That's why I'm here to clarify it. Calling is something that God has put on everyone's life to accomplish purposes for His kingdom. Career is something completely different. Career is what gets us by here. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to operate in your calling. You can serve God right where you're at, in your own place, in your own career, whatever that is. You can be a blessing. Instead of being comfortable where you're at and saying, well, when I get to work, I just don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone. Instead of being comfortable with all that stuff, you need to get out of your comfort and you need to be active in your calling. Because God wants you to love everyone. God wants you to show His love. God wants you to help people. God wants you to be active in your call every single day. We're not to stay in one place. God wants more for us. He wants more for us. He wants more for our relationships. He wants more, like Pastor Ken said, for our marriage. He wants more for your marriage. He doesn't want you to just settle and just be comfortable where you're at. You know, He wants you to step it up. I hear more often than probably most men in this house. You gotta step it up. If all the men in the house, if you wanna stop being called a child, and if you wanna stop being called grow up, stop being told you need to grow up, you need to grow up, you need to step. That's what your wife is saying. She just wants you to step it up. She wants you to be a man. So if you're a man in this house, sitting in this house, just like me. I'm work in progress. But hey, you need to step it up. You need to be a man. Maybe you're a parent sitting in this house and you're thinking to yourself, well, I need to step it up. I need to be a parent to my kids. You know, I need to get off my cell phone or whatever else I'm doing and I got to dedicate my time to my kids. I got to teach my kids the right things and right ways and right values. I'm not going to let the school system and I'm not going to let the world and I'm not going to let the culture educate my kids about the truth from the Bible. I'm going to be the one who's going to step out as a parent and I'm going to tell them what's right and what they should do because you as a parent have a spiritual authority over your kids and your words matters. Even when they don't listen, you're still to do your part, and that is to say the truth, speak the truth. See, God wants us, He wants us to expand our horizons. He wants us to deepen, He wants to deepen your vision. He wants you to step out in all these areas you need to step out. The easiest thing is just to settle. Stay in your comfort zone. I mentioned this a long time ago. Sit in your lazy boy chair and do nothing. And watch Netflix all day. Or whatever else you're watching, or social media, whatever. You know, whatever's taking your time, just stop wasting time. You step it up. Step it up. God wants us to go deeper in our relationships. He wants us to go deeper in all of our areas, in all of our lives. Whether it's even a job, some of you need to step it up at your job. Yes. You know? You need to show up on time for once in your lifetime. There might be a huge promotion waiting for you right there. But you're just not showing up on time. How many times your boss has tried to prove you and you just haven't proven yourself? Wow. I really believe there is a lot of great things ahead of us. We just have to step it up. We just have to do our part. Because the moment that you step out is the moment that God steps in and He helps you and He promotes you and He gives you grace and He gives you strength that you need. See, you have to realize that for God to do any significant miracle in your life, you have to step it up. And you have to step out. To many people, they expect a lot of great things to happen, but they don't do much. They're just comfortable where they're at. They don't do anything extra. They don't put in extra effort. But you need to always constantly reevaluate your life, define the comfortable, and then see where you can be, and then do that. Step it up. So the first thing that was define your comfortable zone. The second thing that I want to share with you this morning is don't camp out just yet. Don't camp out just yet. We just read this story. We saw Abraham stepping out, and this is what it really means. Don't settle. Don't settle. The story that we just read, he was moving, and then we read in the story that he camped out for just a little bit, and we saw that he worshiped God, he set up an altar, God spoke to him, he packed all his stuff, and he kept on moving. Then he camped out again for all the campers in the house. You know how hard that is. Put all the stuff out. Put all the stuff back in. And then God spoke to him again, and he kept on moving. And he kept on moving, and he kept on. He didn't just settle in one area, but he was going towards his promised land. He was going towards his promise that God has had for him. He didn't just settle. He didn't say, I did 100 kilometers, and that's it. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm an old man. Oh, 75 years old. They didn't have all the crazy vehicles that we have nowadays, but he had to go for miles and miles. I think it was something like 400 or 500 miles they had to go, so that's 800, almost 1,000 kilometers, if my math is right. That's a long trip. But he didn't settle. He just kept on moving. He kept hearing from God. He kept moving forward towards his goal. You know, God has far more for all of us than what we are experiencing right now. God has far more. And God is not done with us just yet. He's not finished with you just yet. You got to keep going forward. You got to keep hearing from God. You got to keep listening to His voice. The Bible tells us that, you know, the sheep listen to the voice of their shepherd. They keep moving forward always. They keep going forward. God has a great plan for your life, for your family, for everything in your life. And what God starts, He always finishes. Always finishes. But it does require us to be attentive to His voice and to be active and keep moving forward. So don't camp out just yet. Don't pitch the tent. Be attentive. Listen. Because the promised land is coming. And this is our Christian life. This is what our Christian life is all about. It's about us always moving forward. Yes. always moving forward into new things that God has for us. If you're going to be a great Christian, you really have to believe that you have a great God that is working in your midst, that is moving in your midst, that is doing miracles behind the scenes that you're not seeing. Because there is great victories, there's great breakthroughs, there's great new territories, new land that God has in store for you. But you just have to keep moving forward. And that's what faith is. It is God operating in us, working in us, but it is also us cooperating with Him and hearing His voice and going forward. Don't stay put, but step out. Don't stay put, don't settle, but step out. We were just talking in the office this past week among our staff, and we're just talking about this theme, and Pastor Ken was away, he probably would join the conversation, but one of the staff members said, well, you know, just around Christmas time, I was really thinking about 2018 being a year where I'm just going to step back and relax and not do much. And then Pastor Ken comes up with a theme. You got to step out and got to step it up. And that was a challenge. I mean, it was a challenge for us because that's really what the Christian life is all about. It's about stepping up and stepping out. So they changed their mind. If you want things to improve in your life, you got to step it out. So in what areas of your life do you have to keep moving forward? Don't settle. Keep moving forward and see what God has in store for you. And number three is this. Trust God in the process and expect God to move. Trust God in the process and expect God to move. Because if you see it, if you look at Abram, he was a man of faith. 75, took a huge step. But he didn't know all the stuff that were coming. God gave him one part of the promise. He gave him another part of the promise later on with the son and all that, all the stuff. But he didn't know everything at that moment. But he stepped out, and God blessed him with the son. He blessed him with so many great things there that you could look back and say, wow. There's so many great things that God has in store for us. He trusted God in the process. He was following God step by step, trusting Him, hearing His voice, listening from Him, knowing that the promise was to come. So how many times do we find ourselves living and stepping out in certain areas, and we're called to do something, and we just about stepping out, and we even step out, but we don't have enough trust in the promises of God. We don't have enough faith that God, what God has said, He will do in our own life. See, he expected God to move. He expected God to come through. He believed in God because God did bless him. And God had a great plan for his life. Did you know that when you step out in faith and you actually start walking that journey, that God will actually take care of you? He will actually take care of you. That's not just a theory. That is a fact, that God takes care of us in the process. You know, you don't have to stress over certain situations. You don't have to think, questions about, God's plan. God's plan is there. He's working. You don't have to stress about that person or that situation or why did this have to happen this way or why that happened this way or why did, I thought this was going to work out this way, but it didn't. You don't have to stress over those things. You just have to trust God. You just have to trust God because God works everything for good. To those that love Him. God will work it out for good. Great things have happened in my life, in my own life. Great miracles have come to pass because I expected them, but I didn't really expect in unexpected ways. God works in the most unusual ways, the ways that you will not think. That's right. You don't know. But God will come through and He will take care of you. That situation was a part of this grand big plan that God has for you. Whatever has happened so far up to this moment was a part of God's plan for your life. And everything that's happening right now is not a part of a plan. it's not apart from the plan, but it's the A plan that God has for you. So God comes over when you trust him. He takes control. He takes the charge. And then you don't have to worry in the process. You just have to expect that God will do the miracle. You just have to expect that God is going to come through and he will do a miracle. That's it. Don't worry. All the stress, all the anxiety that can come at times, just lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, God, I don't know why all this happened. I don't know why she's so mean or he's so mean. I don't understand, but I trust and I expect a miracle because I know that you can come through. I know that you will do it for me. He's in control. Yes, he is. The promise of Abraham, we are all to live out today. We are all to step up. We're all to step up. And once we make that decision, we can be sure that God is going to step in. He's going to hold our hand, and he's going to lead us through that process. James, a couple of scriptures here, says that Abraham believed God, and he was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. That same promise that was on Abraham, you and I are friends of God. It is counted to us as righteousness whenever we trust God, whenever we step out in faith. Are you willing to step out? Are you willing to step it up? Do you want to see things change in your own life? You have to step it out. You need to step out and step up. If you guys just all stand, I'm going to close in this. You know, some of us need to step out in our relationship. Some of us need to step out in our own, whatever area. When I was speaking, maybe different things came to your mind. You need to step it up as a Christian. And you need to believe God that he has far more than you will ever imagine for you and your life and your family and your children and all that you do. In 2 Peter, there's a promise that I want to just leave you with. 2 Peter 1:3, this is what it says. That his divine power has given us everything that we need. God's divine power has given you everything that you need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and godliness, which is what it means. God is giving you power, the power that is the most powerful thing in this world, the power of God, the Spirit of God is in you, and he's giving you all that you need to step out in a certain area, in a certain circumstance, in a certain situation, to step out and step it up and to trust God and to have faith in him. He is giving you that power. There's no excuse. Don't just sit back and say, well, I don't know if I can. I don't think they will. Be the first one to step it up. Be the first one to step out. Don't wait for other people to call you, or don't wait for other people to do things. Don't be a lazy Christian. You be the first one that's going to step out. Because if you obey the Lord and if you do what he's calling you to do, step out in faith, the responsibility rests only with God. It is not with us. It is God's responsibility to take care of us. And God has never abandoned us. God has never abandoned anyone. His promises, like the song that we sang, his promises still stand. His miracles still happen. He's the one who has done it in the past, and he can do it for us today. Amen? So it's not our responsibility to worry about things. It is just for us to step out in faith and trust God and see him and expect miracle from God. See him do great things in our life. Because I really believe that the best is yet to come. As we step out as Christians and as we step it up, the best is yet to come. Amen. If you want to be included in this prayer, I'm just going to pray for everyone in this room. Just lift up your hands and I'm going to pray for you. Father, in this moment, we believe in you and we trust in you, Jesus. In every area, in every circumstance, in every situation in our life, God, we trust in you, Jesus. We put our faith, we put our trust in you. As Christians this morning, Father, we declare that you're God. We declare that you're mighty. We declare that you're a powerful God. We declare that you still do miracles, that you want to keep on doing miracles, miracles after miracles in our own life, God. And we want to see it come to pass. We want to see all of these miracles come to pass. And that's why we're stepping out, Father, this morning. We're stepping up as people, trusting you with every situation, with every circumstance, with every relationship, God. We trust you because what seems impossible to us, what doesn't make sense to us right now in this moment, makes sense to you, Father, and is a plan of a great plan that you have for us. So Jesus, we put our trust. We put our faith in you. We step out of our comfort. And we want to let you lead us step by step. We want to be able to hear your voice, God. Wake up every morning and hear your voice speaking to us, leading us into new adventures, leading us into new victories, leading us into new things. Father, we believe this morning that the best is yet to come for every person in this room. For every person in this room, the best is yet to come. We trust you, God. We trust you, Jesus. May your spirit work in us. May you prompt us. Prompt us from the inside, God. In whatever area we need to step up in. Whether it's to be a better husband, better wife, better parent, better worker, better whatever. God, we pray that you would give us courage to step up. So that your glory may be revealed. So that we may be blessed and the people around us may be blessed. May see that you're a powerful God. Always working, always moving. In Jesus' holy name, we pray and ask all these things. And we declare that you are a mighty God. And you are our Savior. Amen.